So here I am in the United States, and I was often wondering what I'm missing about the pissing and moaning on American television back and forth. Because, like in Ireland, we don't get all this. We don't get all this flack. We just get, well, I actually have a cable news package with a large telecommunications provider. But I don't get ABC or CBS or Fox the way Americans get Fox. I don't get PBS, the CW, HBO, ESPN. I guess I could. I could get an ESPN if I paid for another subscription because it's all part of like a sports channel. Don't get Discovery. I could pay for that. Don't get FX. I don't think I can. Can't get NBC. I can see ESPN News. I can't see the NFL Network, but I could pay for that and ESPN News, college sports, the USA Network. I'm wondering. So I'm thinking about this stuff because my brother has a simple HD over-the-air system, and what most stuff I mentioned doesn't come through. I miss the Weather Channel in the States. Like it's real drama. Don't get that in Ireland. TBS can't get that. HNL, no. CNN. I gotta look at this when I get back. Because like in the background, you might hear CNN going on, and I always wondered, like, what am I missing if I'm not watching CNN live? Because I see clips from CNN on YouTube. They're good extracts, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, things like that. Sometimes 20 minute long clips. But I discovered the newspapers pull information from the television, give information back to the newspapers, and because I pay for subscriptions to the Irish Times, to the Wall Street Journal and to the Washington Post, I'm getting a lot of stuff as it happens. I mean, you're getting stuff that counts with the newspapers because people have to resign or they're fired for inaccurate reporting. So chances are 80% of what I'm reading is true, well researched, and maybe has slanted in one perspective or another. But I mean, that's what you get. I mean, everyone's like the product of their own perspective, aren't they? So I'm looking at stuff like, I know in the US I can see MSNBC, and I'm going to try to surf on over and see that in a hotel room. I don't think I can see CNBC in Ireland. Fox News, I can't get that in Ireland. I can get History Channel if I pay for it. I can't see ABC Family or A&E. I don't think. Now, there are probably some people in England or in Ireland listening to me saying, "Ah, oh, but Bernie, you're not paying for the premium Sky Channel." I know, I just only want to pay about $30 a month for content on my screen. I actually can't see the screen because my daughter commands it to go to Disney after she flattens the iPad mini and plays Minecraft. So I'm just gorging a little bit. I listened to Saha, who's apparently binging on television right now, and I said, "Well, I should be able to do this. I should be able to look at some. I should be able to surf and see commentary that I would never have expected from the American television market." If you have a suggestion for me, hit me up, call me in. Say, "Bernie, don't miss this. I got 2 days of pretty much unrestricted TV viewing." So I'm going to head on over to the TV channel, and that's Kevin Nomalone, and see what he's saying for this weekend. How about you? Or maybe I'll go outside. It's a clear day in Philadelphia where I am. Yeah, I think we'll go outside. Bye. I don't know if you can tell by listening to what is happening in the background, but I'm sitting outside of a hotel in Malvern, Pennsylvania. You probably couldn't tell that where I was, but if you follow me on other social networks, you'll know that I normally live in Ireland and lived there for 21 years. And I've now gone over 250 days of being in the United States since 1986. That's a big deal. I'm approaching a whole year, another 100 days, and I've been here a year since 86. I look at numbers a lot, and one of the things that interests me is how the numbers for employment or the numbers for occupancy compare and contrast from one place to another. Where I'm sitting, you can actually see large multi-story car parks. So parking lots, garages, right? What are they called in the States? Anyway, and they serve Microsoft and five different pharmaceutical corporations here, just west of Philadelphia. The hotel I'm staying in is a Marriott. I chose it because it had really fast Wi-Fi, good rooms, a fitness center, and a swimming pool. And I haven't used the swimming pool, which I will do at 7 in the morning. It's 9 o'clock at night now. Can you hear the background noise? You can hear the sound of an air conditioning unit, a big one. It's powering the rooms, 5 floors, about 25 rooms and a floor. So, decent occupancy, a hotel that's built around maybe 140, 150 rooms. So, that's about what you need to make a profit. But tonight, there can't be more than 10 couples here. Just a small amount of people on a Friday night. But it's the 4th of July weekend, so everyone's gone. There certainly isn't anybody working around here. Nobody's in the little bistro they have, the Marriott Courtyard. So I went in there. I shouldn't have done it, but I just wanted to see what would it be like to have a pizza and a beer where nobody was around except the staff. I mean, 3 staff, 1 customer. It's not like a ghost town, because lots of really good facilities here. And you can see how it was used, is used, based on the layout, by people who come here, conduct business, and move on. Anyway, I like having the courtyard all to myself. I'm outside underneath some really nice little lights. There's a fire pit here, but it's not running. Debbie Bridge, I'm thinking of you. Your fire pit sounds a lot better. The tables are really nice. They're like made out of stone. Comfortable chairs. 87 degrees outside, it says. Big trees, light wind, and the aircon. Pulsating for the 10 couples who are here tonight. Hope you're well. I think I should have stayed in Philadelphia. 4th of July weekend, Philadelphia. Just sounds right, but I didn't. It's more convenient for where I am. I'm glad I'm here. But I never thought I'd be all alone in a lobby of a hotel, in a courtyard, under pleasant skies. Just me. And the air conditioner. Wow. Last time I had a feeling like this was in Saudi Arabia, inside of a compound in Jeddah. It's a lot like that was. Finally appointed, quiet. In fact, I'm behind gates controlled by key cards, just like in Jeddah. Hope you're well. I'm wrapping up my travel experience, notching up more than 250 days now in the United States since 86. Big pinnacle. Bye for now. Hey, it's Bernie Goldbach. I'm in Philadelphia. Where are you? If you're listening to me regularly, you know that I was making a few clips. Waves, we call them, when in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And I was roaming around, looking at things, thinking, knowing 30 years ago, I would have bought some of the stuff I was looking at. Like, I would have bought both the dark chocolate and the milk chocolate peanut butter cups. Just because that's what I would have done. I would have just simply absorbed them. But then, back then, I could still crank off 7-minute miles while jogging, 4 or 5 around the house. Not just around in the house, but around the cornfields around the house. So where was I? Okay, I met up with several people who I last talked to 45 years ago. We went into a cemetery and saw some names from the American Revolution buried there. St. James Cemetery. Famous people. Friend who I've never met in Wiltshire, in England, spotted me walking in a cornfield. Turns out he's using Flickr as his one of his photo apps, and he saw the stuff I stuck up. I'd walk into those fields and then walk past a French flag that's attached to a barn. It used to be a tobacco barn, you can tell, because the vertical slats in the barn have little hinge type structures that would open up the side of the barn and let them air out. I was walking to that barn because in another barn constructed in the 1700s was one box with some of my artifacts, including two or three trophies I won as a high schooler for public speaking. I threw them away. And I walked down a little walkway, a laneway, a nice tarmacadam pathway, no lines, no verge, no traffic either. It's a private road, basically. But the Google cars drove down it, so you can see it on Google Earth. Look for Rice Road, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Met up on one of my first cousins. We went to Lucky Dog. He had wings and celery. I had the best crab sandwich. It's called Ultimate Grilled Cheese or Ultimate Cheese Sandwich. It wasn't grilled, I tell you. It was really good crab meat and this thick multigrain bread with no coleslaw in it. Coleslaw with crab meat makes the crab meat spongy, or you lose some of the Atlantic Ocean taste. That's what I'm thinking. So I had a good time there. It's like a sports bar more than anything else. They had four different sports channels on. I recognized nothing because the rugby wasn't on. I'm interested in the rugby right now down south in New Zealand. Also went to the Conestoga Wagon restaurant 3 times with another one of my brothers. On the last occasion, I had something I actually didn't like. It's something I'd liked before. It's like a country fried steak, but like this time, the potatoes they used were fake. They weren't made out of real potatoes, made out of some kind of mix. So it was the worst meal that I had at that restaurant, the Conestoga Wagon restaurant, but it's a good place. My mom used to like going there for the oyster stew. My brother showed me his generator that's attached to an 800-gallon propane tank. Mike never loses power now. Where he's living in the middle of the nowhere, you need to have power. Well, if you want your air conditioning, you need power. If you want your lights, you need power. If you want your hot water, you need the power. Some of the stuff I've spotted in a few of the barns where my brother's store things were marked with the spray paint, the stencils of Goldbach Decorating Service. That was the family business until years ago. And on the next wave, I'll talk about that family business through the eyes of my first cousin Peggy. We connected. Yeah, we actually really connected. And I'll leave you with this thought. Have you ever seen a man walking with cockatoos on his shoulders? Right. Have you ever seen a man walking birds on his shoulders? My brother does that several times a day. Takes them out, walks them along Honeysuckle Lane, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. So if you see a man with cockatoos on his shoulders, you'll know you heard it first from Bernie, the older brother. If I was living there, I'd probably be doing the same thing. So don't think it's weird. Bye for now. Hey, Anchor. I don't know if you've ever been in a restaurant or in a place where they have a diagonal line inside of a red circle covering a mobile phone screen. I was in a nice little place called Rachel's, and that sign, that icon, along with the words talk to each other, was probably the largest sign in the place. Rachel's makes really good crepes. My brother Pat took me there. And I sort of think how important it is to have meals and that are good and conversations that are better. Had both that evening. Pat's a hard one to knock down to have him knock off work because he has a regular job and then one in the evening that's even more energetic. He mows and landscapes and digs and fills. Does a lot of work outside. He's permanently sun tanned, leather skin. While there in Rachel's, we watched a Mennonite family, a group of Mennonite girls talking, chatting. They had prayer caps on, prayer bonnets. I looked at some of the t-shirts and tank tops they had for sale. Didn't buy any though. They had a really interesting coffee cup collection, which makes me think we should do the same thing at my work. So if you're a regular there, you can bring your own cup and put it in this collection along with a number. They wash the cups for you. We went from Rachel's to Penny's, which is a not a store where you buy clothing, but an ice cream shop that had the highest cal ice cream I ever experienced. I had a Colombian coffee topped with coconut vanilla, and it was really good. It was like roast coconut vanilla ice cream, and then the coffee was thick, dark brown. The small little fragments of espresso beans in it, like ground coffee in it. It was very good, really good. The queue was out the door, which is a clue that, okay, the place is going to be jammers. We discovered we could go out the back door, which I didn't know, and sit in a nice little patio area. It was very warm. We drove around the city of Lancaster in Pat's 1966 Thunderbird. Several people stopped and wanted to see the engine and listen to it. And the next day, I met up with my cousin, Peggy, over a diner meal, breakfast meal, where we enjoyed a deeper conversation, the deepest conversation we've ever had, nearly an hour long, making me think there's a reason to come back to where I've grown up, especially if the cousins are there. So I've had meaningful and deep discussions with first cousins, and those are conversations that probably could have only happened after we had finished with college. You get to a certain level of experience, cultural awareness, and meaning when you've had experiences of your own that went deep into thinking and learning. So we sat in my brother Dave's 1963 Flaming Red Corvette. It's in Horsepower, a specialist company in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in their front showroom, not for sale. We convinced the lady in the reception area that we looked like my brother Dave, so she gave us permission to sit in the car. The mechanic that did most of the maintenance actually had the keys and kind of was teasing us about starting it. We should have done that. I did some other things in Lancaster I had never done before, like listen to a radio in a car where the radio is powered by warm tubes. That's what Pat has in his 65 Cadillac. I walked into a soda cave, never did that. I did that because when talking to my cousin Peggy, she explained that just for fun, they walked inside the flower cabinets, their floor-to-ceiling refrigerated compartments that were in the old family business, the florist business. Interesting stuff. Lots of memories. I'm on a trip all by myself to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, on the return leg now towards Philadelphia and then to Ireland. With great memories of conversation. I'll have a few more, I'm sure, that I'll recall. I want to make them part of an episode here on Anchor, share them with you. Okay, hoping for more conversations with cousins. I'm Bernie Topcoat on Good Social Networks. I've got some clues about the pictures and the places if you find me on Instagram and Flickr. Yeah. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. I'm making a series of segments on Anchor that you're welcome to repackage under the Creative Commons Share and Share Alike license. And I have had an entire productive day already between the hours of 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock with Avi Unuglich. Met him on Anchor, heard him on Anchor, asked Avi on Twitter, and now just so happy that we could connect. The meeting, the places we've gone in a whirlwind tour around Malvern and Radnor, west of Philadelphia, making me realize how important it is to have a social aspect, a real face-to-face social aspect of audio. And Avi, he brought that to me. I'm so happy. And I'm just going to wrap this episode saying thank you, Avi, for making the social part of audio so real. I'm taking back stuff that I'm currently using with this handset, a set of Bluetooth headsets that I can listen to, over-the-ear headsets, helpful in the plane ride, and stuff that my kids will love that I'm bringing home to them tonight. Tomorrow night, as I fly from Philadelphia back to Dublin Airport, it's been a really worthwhile journey. I'm hoping that the kids and Ruth, my wife, can return to this area, South Central Pennsylvania, in the near future to experience the kind of hospitality and the joy that I've experienced while recharging myself. Thank you, Avi. I know you're listening. And for you guys listening on the side, it's always worthwhile to make a trip to a place where you connect with friends whose acquaintance you've just formed. I formed mine with Avi by listening to him for the past year and a half. In person, it's been as good as in my ear. Bye for now.